Welcome to Bears on Tap, brought to you by OnTapSportsNet.com and presented by Manscaped. If you're looking for the best manscaping products on the planet, go to Manscaped.com and browse their awesome selection. The Lawnmower 3.0 brings you 7,000 RPMs of skin-safe technology so you don't nick your balls or any other sensitive areas. Are you looking to keep your boys fresh all day long? No problem. Go and pick up the ball toner and deodorant so you're fresh all day long. Go to Manscaped.com and use promo code ONTAP to get 20% off and free shipping on all your manscaping needs.
Red Grange joined us immediately after his last collegiate game against Ohio State.
Yeah. And you say Shy City. Shy City. Shy City.
I'm coming home again.
Quick pitch to Walter, looking for the record, cuts back, he's got it, he's out of it at 25.
The Bears are who we thought they were. And that's why we took the damn field. Now, if you want to crown them, then crown their ass.
You know, they say that money calling, that money on the phone.
What is going on, everyone, and welcome back to Bears on Tap. We are covering the Chicago Bears loss to the Green Bay Packers at Soldier Field. Obviously a tough one, but we'll go ahead and get you through it. You can go ahead and follow us at Bears on Tap or follow On Tap Sportsnet for all of your Chicago sports needs. I'm Lucas Perfetti. You can also go ahead and follow me at Lucas Perfetti 46. And I got my guys Beat on 300 and Brandon Suarez and that pod guy Duke Coughlin with me today. First and foremost, the reality is we will get up for the letdown. The Bears ended up losing this game, but they got some help from the Rams and Wofford over there slinging the rock around a little bit. Kyler Murray got hurt. So we will be here to get up for the letdown. But this episode will probably be us telling you why the Bears fucking suck. Because, I mean, come on, dude. Get swept by the Packers. Game was in their hand. I mean, but gentlemen, obviously, how we doing?
Like dog shit, man. I'm just ready to jump right into it, honestly.
Beat on.
I'll be the devil's advocate. We're 0-0. Shut the fuck up. Nut the fuck up. Whatever you got to do. We're in the playoffs. We got a game against a team that we play down to the wire. It's hard to beat a team twice in a year. And before we press that red button, I heard it was hard to beat a team three times in 1 year. So I don't know what that means, but let's fucking ride.
Hard to be. I'm pretty sure that the Bills lost that game, if I'm not mistaken. but at the end of the day, it's one of the greatest clips of all time. But no, the reality is this game, what was the final score? Like 35-16. It was nowhere near that far apart.
I had over 22.5 total points. So that last play hurt.
That's tough. But the Bears were in it the entire time. Roquan Smith and Darnell Mooney went down. Roquan Smith went down in like the first or second quarter. That was tough. You saw actually Chuck Pagano trying to blitz a lot more. But yeah, man, it was just a tough day overall for the defense. We didn't see the offense. I mean, and okay, of course, too, the news was broken. Matt Nagy's safe for the year. Doesn't matter what happened in this game. Seems like he's taking over play calling more is what, Tom Pelissero and Ian Rappaport reported. Of course, it seemed like a lot of the same shit on offense. Don't get me wrong. Like, Mitchell Trubisky didn't play the greatest game, but I only saw two or three deep shots in the entire during the entire game, and one was forced into coverage. Terrible decision, but towards the end of the game to kind of get it out of reach. But it's just like, I don't know, man. I have no faith in Matt Nagy at all.
Yeah, man, I'm on that same fucking boat. Like you said, kind of the same old, This game kind of reminded me, honestly. Obviously, the score's a little bit higher, but it reminded me of last year's opening week against the Packers where, yeah, we were throwing the ball a lot. Obviously Mitch was efficient with the football, but you know, we were just dinking and dunking right down that field. As much as I hate that fucking term dink and dunk, that's exactly what we were doing, man. There's no way to deny that. And we weren't mixing in deep shots like we have been the last few weeks. You know, it was almost like we game planned around getting the ball out as quick as humanly possible because we were scared Mitch was going to get tackled or that Mitch was going to run around. And, we did run the football quite a bit, but that was just frankly, because we held on to the ball for as long as we did. It felt like we could not convert a third down to save our fucking life, which is what got us to fourth down so often. We couldn't get a first down before second down, which is also pretty big in getting momentum into an offensive drive, you know. And dude, there was just no complimentary football, man. You know, I can't sit here and, you know, try to stoke on the offense because we only put up 16 fucking points. But, dude, our defense let us the fuck down. There was no pass rush, man. Even when we were blitzing, we were not getting to Aaron Rodgers. Like, with how hyped up and how much money is accounted for on that front seven, and we're still not getting to the quarterback with a guy like David Bakhtiari out of the game, that's unacceptable, man. And that has to go to Chuck Pagano. I don't see any way that Chuck Pagano continues to have a job in Chicago after this. Like, not only were the blitzes untimely, but they were just badly schemed, as there was no accountability over the top, and you always have to have a safety over the top on Aaron Rodgers, otherwise a blitz is worthless. And you know, like you said, Lucas, with Josh Woods coming into the game for Roquan Smith, man, Aaron Rodgers took advantage of that. You know, that was a touchdown given up by Josh Smith by not kind of bumping to the top to Eddie Jackson. So, you know, that's about really all I've got for it so far.
Yeah, and I mean, it's a game of opportunities, and the Bears weren't opportunistic. I mean, Barkevious Mingo, Eddie Jackson, Kendall Vidor, all three of them, interceptions right through their hands. Easy catches, like catches.
Well, the Mingo one, I won't call them easy, but the other two for sure.
It don't matter, dog. I don't give a fuck at this point. You gotta make the play. Mingo was right there. We've seen how
athletic. Mingo made a fucking incredible play on third down. I won't say he should have made that catch. The other two were easy picks, dude. Like, I'm not going to be belligerent about it.
Either way.
Well, on that note, we shouldn't be belligerent about any of them then, because the interception's incredibly hard to get in the first place.
They tucked their sacks and farted on their own balls today, bro. They didn't call a game that was conducive to a winning game. When you go to the red zone four times and you only score one touchdown, how the fuck do you expect to beat the Green Bay Packers, one of the best offenses in the entire NFL? So it's like, the way I look at it is, on that fourth and one was everything. I mean, I know there was no seeding or no real implications on that fourth and one other than winning.
From our perspective, game. Though,
but the players on the field didn't know that.
Exactly.
And that's what I kept telling myself all game. And then I love that from Matt Nagy. He fucking sucks. The Titans kicker just doinked one and it went in to win the game. That was crazy. Holy shit. But
that's fantastic. I actually have their team total over.
But it is absolutely nuts. On fourth and one, when Mitch has literally just pulled his cock out of his pants and his cock fell over on three of the other ones. Fucking throw it. For what? For what? From fourth and one? Are you Pete Carroll? Like, what the fuck are you doing, you bald-headed cocksucker?
Yeah, so actually, Bedon hit a huge nail on the head, and so did Duke. So I'm going to kind of combine both of your guys' things. First of all, the blitzes – when we're blitzing Aaron Rodgers, there is zero reason that there should not be safety help over the top, first of all. Second of all, you never blitz – you kind of got to check out of your game plan of having your off-ball linebacker trying to cover a slot receiver when Roquan Smith goes down. That accounted for two of the touchdowns, so that was huge. That's where I think – you know, and I put out a tweet that got some traction that said – Chuck Pagano is playing checkers while everyone else is playing chess. Like, and that's the reality of it. He just got out fucking gunned and out, man. There were so many times that you saw the announcer. I don't even know who was the announcer in it, but he just kept pointing out like, hey, this is a scheme win for the Packers. Like, this guy is out of position. There is no way for him to make this play. You're asking him to do a lot. And we saw that continually. Going back to Bedon, four drives in the red zone that only resulted in one touchdown. That's a huge problem. Throwing the ball there, I just hated that decision. You out of three out of the four fourth downs you got on that drive, I believe it was two sneaks, one Dave Montgomery run, and then one like essentially RPO pick play to Darnell Mooney that was actually a really good call. But that rollout, only one fucking option is A-Rob and you have to force it in there, was such an egregious call at that point. And everything leading forward to it, all those plays, like Duke was saying, you have a Danny Trevathan trying to fake a stunt and then cover a deep fucking seam route all the way over the middle of the field that ended in a 75-yard touchdown. Like, and as much as I want to say I mean, the offense had so many opportunities to win this game as well, and that's what bothers me. It was a full team loss, because as much as, like, Kendall Vildor and Eddie Jackson could have made those plays in huge, crucial moments, especially the Kendall Vildor, and he's a rookie, so, like, fuck. But that's such a big moment right there. You're able to take back the momentum, essentially, like, after that drive, whatever. You could maybe put the ball in the end zone, but things just got away right after that. So it's really tough to see, man. But at the end of the day, it's a terrible play call on 4th and 1. Not happy with it at all. Mitchell Trubisky didn't play a great game, but at the same time, like Duke was saying before, we were running that dink and dunk shit, which is perfectly fine. If you look at the time of possession, Bears absolutely murdered on time of possession, and which is exactly what you need to do. Keep Aaron Rodgers on the sideline. That's the best defense for any team right now. The best defense is keeping Aaron Rodgers on ice. Like, that's clear. So it's just tough to know that you didn't take enough deep shots, and they hit a couple, you know what I mean? It's like, I don't know, man. Yeah, go ahead, Duke.
Well, dude, that's why I have a hard time really putting a lot of blame on the offense, because of how long we had the football and we still allowed 35 fucking points. Between two games against the Packers this year, we've given up 76. I'm sorry, that is fucking unacceptable, man. And you know what? I will give the benefit about Roquan, because Roquan getting hurt, I had a feeling that was just going to be fucking massive this, you know, in this game. And if anybody hasn't appreciated the fact that Roquan Smith is an all-pro level player, you should appreciate it by now, because the defense fell fucking apart the second he left this game. You know, in the first half, dude, Rodgers was 10 for fucking 10 with 3 touchdowns. That's inexcusable, man. Like, inexcusable. Like, Chuck Pagano has to make adjustments to that. And sure, there were some halftime adjustments that looked maybe decent, I guess.
They looked a little better.
What, we get 2 stops and we're supposed to be fucking proud of that? That's not Chicago Bears football. That's bullshit.
Yeah,
in the first half, exactly.
Same thing as last game. And you think about their first stop in the fucking second half came on an MVS dropped perfect dime ball, fucking literally a walk-in touchdown. So,
oh, the by the way, Packer fans like, were bitching about that because they're trash.
Yeah, I mean, dude, it's literally the defense has been playing like donkey dick. And if we're hearing that Matt Nagy is 100% safe, if Chuck Pagano is not a fucking if he's still on the roster tomorrow, if we run this back or next year, like
if he's still on the roster, cut his ass tomorrow.
But I mean, realistically, if we run this back,
dude, give him a helmet. Have him play fucking down lineman.
If we run this back with the same exact crew next year, we're in for a long fucking season.
It's insanity. It's the definition of insanity, bro.
It's just sack tucking today. A lot of ball farting.
I'm really fucking scared if Matt Nagy is the only one that lasts, dude. Because if we fire Ryan Pace, I promise to drink a fucking gallon of au jus, and I'm getting really fucking scared about that right now.
If we fire Ryan Pace and keep Matt Nagy, that would be literally one of the fucking most dumbfounding moves I have ever heard of. Because if you're keeping Matt Nagy, you're keeping Ryan. Like, you're trying to keep it all together. I don't see how the fuck you move on from Ryan Pace and keep Madden. Like, I just don't, it could happen though. I don't know.
I know. I'm just,
dude, it could, but it's just,
I'm scared of having a fucking stroke from sodium. Honestly, that's about where I'm at right now. The Bears have already killed me. The Bears have put me into the fucking ground. They put me into the ground weeks ago, and I tried to do the Undertaker revive, but it ain't working, dog.
Hey. Oh man. Got an opportunity, bro. That's it. And the thing is, and I know I don't want to be, I'm not usually the positive guy, bro, but my college team just got their dick kicked in. My college basketball team just fired their fucking head coach this morning, so I had to write that shit up this morning while I was getting ready for war today. And yeah, the Bears have an opportunity against a team that I really don't think is as good as their record. Today fucking sucked. They could have kept it way closer. And like you said, Lucas, all I saw were a lot of sharts, not even farts, big sharts on their own balls. So they got shitty-ass balls in the fucking locker room. They up in that bitch doing club dub, but they lost. You feel me? Like, imagine that locker room. Oh, dude, shit. Like they going back to the locker room like, fuck, our season's over. And they get back there and fat fuck Nagy, even though he's like 110 pounds soaking wet. I don't know. I just couldn't think of anything else. A little bit of poor choice by me. But, yeah, we're in the playoffs. Yeah,
Beat on is clearly he's clearly the voice of the Chicago Bears fan base right now. I just think the reality is, like, we needed this game so bad for the momentum. Yeah, and it's like, okay.
We got three more episodes, motherfuckers. Like I said, so you gotta hear us.
Oh, we're all going to get fucking up for next week. We're all
going to
get up for the letdown again. No doubt about it. Like, it will happen, but it's just this game was within reach, man, and it's really sad. And we need to know the status on Darnell Mooney because he's become such a huge part of this offense. Like, it needs to happen. Like, this kid needs to be playing next week. Otherwise, I think that fourth down play goes to Mooney any other time.
I kind of feel similar with Roquan, dude. I'm really worried about Roquan with I think he went out with an elbow injury, man, and that's going to be big, especially if we play a team like the Saints that likes to fucking mix it up, you know, with the intermediate route with fucking washed ass Drew Brees, you know. So that's going to be kind of something we're going to have to pay attention to. That's two key guys. You know, also to another point, I guess I kind of want to bring up before we get out, you know, before we were to fucking completely divulge is I really think it sucked not having a guy like Deion Bush healthy and in uniform today, you know, because that's kind of the, you know, third guy in, you know, by default in pass situations for the linebacker core. And I really think that could have helped in passing situations. It just felt like Danny T, dude, bless his fucking heart. The guy was trying as hard as he fucking humanly possibly could. But the second Roquan went down, man, it just kind of showed that he's having a hard time.
He's not that guy anymore.
But I'm asking a lot of anybody. Honestly.
I thought he was playing really well. Yeah, you're asking a fucking guy who's over the hump to play like an all pro. I think realistically, he was playing really well before Roquan went out. He was chasing down fucking guys in the running game really well. It's just you're asking him to do things he can't. And same thing with Josh Woods. If you really wanted, like, and you know, me and Duke have had this discussion. Like, I'm more of a Josh Woods guy. He's more of an Iggy guy. But in that situation, if you want an off-ball linebacker, I think you go with the speed of a guy like Iggy. Like, Josh Woods, to me, would be the replacement for Danny Trevathan if he goes down and you got Roquan and Josh, or you have Danny and Iggy. That's the way I just saw it personally. But, I mean, now that I'm reflecting on it and thinking about it, like, think of the three touchdowns the Packers had in time, or whatever you call that, in time that counted. It's the Danny Trevathan fake stunt, cover the fucking deep side of the field with no safety help. The Josh Woods with – now you have Devontae Adams getting safety help, but Josh Woods on an island by himself in the middle of the field, and that results in a touchdown in game time. And then you have the Kendall Vildor getting one-on-one with Devontae Adams with no safety help. So it's like you could see like – And it went in the order of the Vildor touchdown, then the Danny Trevathan, then the Josh Woods. So it was very clear, like, okay, in this situation next time, we're going to shade over Devontae Adams, and now you leave the other guy over. So it's just like I said, Chuck Pagano is playing checkers while everyone else is playing fucking chess, and that's kind of worrisome moving into the New Orleans Saints, even though Drew Brees is beyond well done. Like, the guy is unedible at this point.
Yeah, he's the guy that you left in the oven after you passed out fucking drunk. But, yeah, dude, and even kind of bringing up Duke Shelley's, you know, giving up that touchdown to fucking Robert Tonyan, that was kind of one where he lost his footing a little bit, but he kind of had a rough day as well, especially with that pass interference called to Devontae Adams that kind of set Green Bay up in the fucking red zone. Overall, man, it sucks losing the Green Bay fucking Packers, and that's why this one hurts a little bit more. I feel like if we would have lost to damn near anyone else going into the play and still finding a way to get into the playoffs right now, we're probably feeling a little fucking better. Not a lot better, a little better. But because it's fucking Green Bay, because we're going to have to hear about this from all the Green Bay Packers fans that we all know, it hurts a little bit extra. But, you know, as B-Don always says, baby, 24-hour fucking rule, we're going to be back here, what, Tuesday? We're going to be fucking doing the same old fucking song and dance. We're going to fucking paint the fucking clown makeup onto our fucking faces. And we're going to get up for the fucking letdown, man.
Beat on.
Hey, we got one more opportunity to prove what this team is all about. Unfortunately, Matt Nagy got extended this morning, and I think he honestly called the game. Like, if he was calling for his fucking job, like,
terrible performance.
Yeah, he either got a shit can, but it is what it is. We got an opportunity to go out there against the Saints playing inside at a dome with an offense that's scoring a lot of points as of late. Let it fucking ride. Don't tuck your tail and fart on your fucking balls. Let every single play call on the Waffle House menu, the value menu, the kids menu, the late night menu, all that shit ride. It is what it is. This is what we got. We're fucking 8-8. Winning the playoffs at 500. It's wild. It is a wild series of events, but we're here. We got three more episodes, and we got a chance to extend this season. So,
yeah, and I mean, just thinking about Roquan Smith, too. Fuck, man. I hope he's okay, because you got to think, this guy was ascending last year towards his pec. If he's ascending this year and hurts his elbow, hopefully it's nothing that needs surgery or anything like that, or broke it. You know what I mean? Just because, like, fuck, man, that's another just, like, obstacle for him to get over. And you know we're all Roquan Smith guys here. Also, if you don't use the hashtag AllProQuan yet, use the hashtag AllProQuan, because he deserves it. He should see it. He loves it. Yeah, man, it's just – I think Duke kind of hit the nail on the head. It's tougher when it's the Packers, especially when it's a game within reach, and then you look at the final score, and it's like 36-16, and you're just like, that game was not like that at all, man. It really was. Like, as much as the shitty stuff we said, there were opportunities to win the game, as B-Don said. There were multiple opportunities to win that game, and the Bears did not take advantage of them. Yeah, man, I think that's all I got for today. You guys got anything else?
Well, I want to, you know, just reel people back a little bit, man. Let it all out tonight. 24-hour rule. Let's get back and roll on this, you know, for the rest of the week. Because in all honesty, dude, and I said this before the Houston game, bro, what do we like? Let's just fucking enjoy what we got, man. Let's enjoy another week of fucking Bears football, regardless if it's a fucking win or not. Just fucking try to enjoy shit, man. Can't
we're going like, to the playoffs? So like, we can't be exactly. I'm gonna fucking crack another beer. I'm gonna enjoy the Chicago Bulls game and the Philadelphia Eagles. We got one more football game left in the regular season. I'm on winter break. I got 2 semesters left of grad school. Like, be positive, motherfuckers. We're in the playoffs. We could be sitting here talking about you will catch us on our draft coverage in a few weeks. Yeah, head ass. Yeah. So we're here for 3 more episodes of the regular scheduled programming. Let's fucking go.
Bear the fuck down. Hit the money line. Let's ride.
that's a great way to put it.
This is a man that just lost $200. I've doubled down at halftime. So
yeah, that's tough. That's tough, man. Well, it's
I thought I was gonna die with the boys, but luckily DraftKings they had a Bears to make the playoffs bailout. Pick a little cheese on that. Give me a little money back.
Yeah, I mean, I guess thank John Wofford for that. At the end of the day,
AAF versus CFL. That was a great game. I had dual screen
going. Oh, my God, dude.
It's a tough one.
Fucking baseball score.
Yeah. All right. Well, that about does it for us. At the end of the day, we'll be here. Like B-Don said, we'll be here for our regular scheduled programming for the next week talking about the Bears versus the Saints. We are Bears on Tap. Go ahead and follow us at Bears on Tap or follow On Tap Sportsnet for all of your Chicago sports needs. I'm Lucas Perfetti. You could follow me at LucasPerfetti46. And I'm also joined alongside by BDon300, Brandon Suarez, and that pod guy, Duke Coughlin. We'll be here next week. Bear down, everybody.
Bear down.
Bear down.